This is Debbie Kragman. Today's date is June 7th, 1973. The time is 10:30 a.m. I will be interviewing Mr. Ken Forbes, former manager of the old Saginaw Auditorium. Topics to be discussed are Mr. Forbes' 33 years as manager of the old Saginaw Auditorium. Mr. Forbes, you were raised in the Upper Peninsula and graduated from Gladstone High School in 1925. You attended Alma College and graduated there from 1930, and then during that time your parents lived in Bay City. You came to Saginaw in 1933. What did you do formally before becoming manager of the Saginaw Auditorium in 1938, and what made you apply for the job of auditorium manager?
After graduating from college, I was in the furniture business with my father for 2 years, and then I became a case supervisor for the emergency relief for until 1937, and then for a period of a year I sold stocks and bonds. Then when the auditorium job was advertised, I applied for that, and very fortunate in being appointed as a so-called custodian in those days.
What qualifications did you have to meet to become auditorium manager?
There were no particular qualifications outside of being either a college graduate or having 5 or 6 years of business experience. There was a merit system examination at the time, and I was very fortunate to came up on top on that.
What was your impression of the auditorium when you first began managing it?
It looked quite large and scary to me at the start. I had attended a lot of functions there, dances and shows and so forth, never thinking I would become manager of it. But it was quite a challenge, and after making a lot of mistakes, I settled down to a pretty good steady job.
When you first began managing the auditorium, was the auditorium used a great deal by the public?
It was quite run down when I first took it over, but got it built back up again, and of course then came the World War II, and during the war, outside of dances for teenagers, there was very little going on due to poor transportation. After the war, the 1 year we had over 250 rentals in the buildings. You see, it was very, very active. At the time of the shows like Spike Jones and Guy Lombardo and that type of shows are very popular. We ran one about every 3 weeks, and they're very, very well attended. After the television came in the early 50s, well, those shows died out. They were primarily promoted through radio, and people hear these entertainers on the radio and want to see them in person. And of course, after television came in, well, they could see them on television, and that withheld the desire to see them in person.
Throughout the period of time you managed the auditorium, what famous people or groups performed at the auditorium?
Like to everybody from Nelson Eddy and Lawrence Melchior, Spike Jones, Guy Lombardo, Vaughn Monroe, practically everybody in the entertainment field sometime or another came to Saginaw.
Do you have any incidents or remembrances of any of these people? Did you ever talk to them personally?
That was one of the very strong fringe benefits of the job. I had lunch with a lot of them, or some would come into town early and want to see the city. I'd be very happy to escort them around, show them the city. I would go to New York and go out to lunch with quite a few of them, like Skitch Henderson or Tommy Dorsey, who was a very good friend of mine. I took Jimmy Dorsey, who was another very good friend. James Melchior, I escorted him all around the town. It's kind of hard just off a short notice to think of some of these incidents over the years. Admiral Byrd, from the, gave his lecture on the Antarctic in the auditorium. He came back 2 years later and walked to the building, called me by name, and feel very proud. It's things like that that really made the job very, very worthwhile.
Over the period of 34 years that you managed the auditorium, did you see any changes of opinion or attitudes toward entertainment in the Saginaw area?
Well, one thing about when the auditorium was built back around the turn of the century, people were satisfied to sit on a hard bench. Next, they demanded a back on that bench. Next, they demand a cushioned seat. Now they demand a rising seat, very comfortable sitting. They will not sit on a hard seat anymore. Just like used to ride the Model T Ford, now they want a big Cadillac to ride in. That is one big change. Now, the new facility built here in Saginaw, as you know, is a three-phase facility. The day of the all-purpose auditorium is a thing of the past. That's where you had a flat floor, you had movable seats, moved them in and out as you wanted to. Like you had a concert one night, while you moved the seats in, the people were satisfied more or less to sit on a flat floor. Now they demand a separate music hall theater for the so-called arts or stage shows. Why, they have the arena for your sports events such as hockey, and, wrestling, and boxing, basketball, and so forth. In addition to that, they demand a very nice room for banquets and meetings and so forth. So the present auditorium at the Civic Center has your music hall theater, your assembly area for banquets and dances, and your sports arena, where the old auditorium was one all-purpose auditorium used as a theater, a sports arena, a banquet hall, and so forth. So the day of your all-purpose auditorium went out about 20 years ago.
Attendance at the auditorium became lower during the last few years of its existence. What do you attribute this decrease in attendance to?
Well, one thing is people demand more comfort. The auditorium in its day was considered a very modern building, but it, as you know, was antiquated. It was 64 years old and had the all-purpose building. It had the flat floor. It had narrow seats in the balcony, although we did replace those by 1950 and made a little bit wider, but a very little leg room, which nothing could be done because that's the way they built the buildings in those days. People were not so comfort conscious as they are now. People like nice modern lighting, although the auditorium was rewired and the new lights put in around 1950, they still were not the modern lighting as people demand today. And the flat floor was a very, very hard thing to sell to people because they didn't want to have to duck around the head of the person ahead of them. They want to look over the top of the head where they had the rising seats. In the auditorium is standard that the balcony filled up first because we had the rising seats in a balcony, particularly on ballets or stage shows where people could look down on the stage because it's very hard to see from the floor, particularly after you got about halfway back on the floor.
When was it decided to close the auditorium? And did you have any part in planning for the new Civic Center?
Yes, I was a consultant to all the committees on the auditorium. To go back in the history of it, after World War II, why the Saginaw News got very excited about promoting a memorial auditorium building. But that time, the school situation was very bad, and they had to soft-pedal the auditorium till they got the school situation straightened out. Then in 1957, I think it was, a committee was formed and to report in as to what the city needed. This committee had series of meetings and did a lot of spade work and finally came up with the recommendation that they needed a three-phase building, a music hall theater, an assembly area, and in a sports arena. There was a lot of activity towards building the new building, but then the Bristol Street Bridge came up. So the city council decided they had to use the money for the Bristol Street Bridge. And along the line there, in the early 50s, the city had passed an income tax, and part of the money was earmarked for a new auditorium. But the unions went to the state and had it thrown out because of a technicality. I can't remember just what it was, but anyway, the payroll tax at that time was thrown out. When the present payroll tax was put in, a certain percentage of money was earmarked towards the new building, and the plans went ahead and finally accumulated into the building was finally built and opened.
Mr. Forbes, I understand there was quite a large pipe organ in the auditorium. Could you tell me a little bit about the history of this pipe organ and what became of it after the auditorium was closed down?
Yes, there was a big four manual Austin pipe organ in the auditorium. When the building was built, the organ was installed as a player organ. But in 1928, I think it was, the player part was taken out and the organ was electrified. It was a large four manual organ, but it was built as a symphonic organ. And shortly after this organ was constructed, they stopped building them that way. Now, people thought the organ was very valuable, and it was in its day. But it was built as an integral part of the building, and to remove the organ, it would cost a lot more than the organ would be worth. When we knew the building was going to be torn down, I spent a lot of time and had a lot of correspondence with the organ people on the organ, and the best bid I could get for it was $300 for the parts, so we finally agreed to give it to Saginaw Valley College to let them take what parts they wanted from the organ for the $300. I had organ people from Detroit, Ohio, one man from Ohio, a big long two-page letter how important, how valuable the organ was, and how he, for $60,000, would move it to the new building. And then in the final paragraph of the letter, he said that if we did not sell it as a complete unit, well, he would be glad to buy some of the pipes and help dismantle the rest of it for 50% of the salvage. So you see how valuable the organ was. It's a shame that an organ of that kind would have to go that way, but it just this antiquated like the rest of the building was.
Mr. Forbes, now that the Saginaw New Civics Center has been completed, could you contrast the old Saginaw Auditorium and the new Saginaw Auditorium for me?
There are really no comparison between the two of them. One was an all-purpose building seating 2,500, where you've got a music hall theater. In the new building, it seats about over 2,300, so those two kind of comparison for shows. The auditorium main floor was 75 by 85 feet. The banquet area, the floor space in the banquet area of the new building is actually has more square feet than the auditorium floor had. And then, of course, the arena, you could set the entire old auditorium in the arena and have a lot left over. There's only one thing I will say, though, that the construction in the days of 1908 was much better than it is in 1972. And there's a lot of problems in the new building there just for poor workmanship. But it requires a comparison to the building. Just as no comparison, just taking an old Model T Ford against today's Cadillac.
Summing up your 34 years of being manager of the old Saginaw Auditorium, can you look back in general through the 34 years and tell me your feelings about them?
Well, as I said before, when I took over the job, I was just needed a job, and I didn't care much just what it was. But over the years, I think the job is very, very rewarding to me in the contacts I made. It's a very confining job, an awful lot of night work, a lot of long hours. It had no regular hours on it. Some days I might be down there 2 hours, the next day I might be down there 18 hours. At one time I went 33 consecutive days of rentals in the building. That means 33 consecutive nights plus the day work in there. But all in all, it was a good, steady job. You see, 34 years, and I got a very nice retirement out of it, and have an awful lot of pleasant memories of the old building. Many of my friends asked me how I felt when the old building was torn down. At first, I had very mixed emotions, but then I thought I was kind of happy about it because nobody took over the old building after I left.